The toy bar is open! Come wander on in, grab a stool, and hang out with a drink while your hosts and toy barflies, Jason Duvall and Dave Draper, discuss, argue, and celebrate their love of toys, games, and all things collectible. Brought to you by... we'll get back to you on that. This is Dave and Duvall's Toys and Collectibles.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to an all-new episode of Dave and Duvall's Toys and Collectibles right here on ToyWorldOrder.com. And on iTunes and Stitcher under Toy World Order. We're your hosts. I'm Duvall. That's Dave Draper.
You okay?
I'm good. I was running out of breath there.
You were about to cough up a hairball.
I was. It's weird. It's like I'm not sick. Like, I was sick during Thanksgiving, but it wasn't like...
How's it going? I'm not sick, but I'm not well.
Well,
it's so hot
because
we're in hell.
Like, that was more of a stomach thing.
Yeah.
But now it's like, because it's gotten hot and cold again, like, my sinuses are all jacked up.
Yeah, mine are pretty bad.
So today, like, this morning, my nose just kept running. I was like, stop it!
Yeah.
Like, stop, I'm tired of blowing you. But, so I've got this tickle in the back of my throat. It's not really a sore throat, but I'm just like...
That's the post-nasal drip.
Yeah,
I know.
Chunky.
Yeah, okay.
Hi, David.
Hi, Jason.
How are you?
I'm okay.
Good. I'm glad. It's been a sad week.
Yes.
We lost Carol Spinney.
Yeah, I know that. That was one that hit you pretty hard.
It was pretty bummful. We lost Rene Abrajanis. Did I say his last name right?
No, but I didn't know that.
Yep, he passed away the next day.
Oh.
And then we lost the lead singer of Roxette.
Yeah, that's also kind of sad.
Yeah.
I
loved Roxette.
If you love Roxette, if you're her family.
Yeah, it's...
I like one or two of their songs. Wow.
Yeah.
No, we lost. Wow.
Yeah.
He was like.
We lost Odo.
He was in everything, man.
Yeah.
He was in Benson.
He was the voice of Chef Louie in Little Mermaid.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's been a sad week. Like, they always go in threes. My God.
Yeah.
It's like, holy crap.
You know, I was thinking that, I think when Carol went, I was thinking, because you were, again, you were very upset. And I was thinking about that, because I had read an article about Harry Shearer. He's alive.
Yes.
But he's like 77 years old.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's just like, damn.
Yeah, because he started doing Homer Simpson when he was...
No. He does mostly other voices. Homer's one of the few...
Homer's Dan Castellaneta. Yeah.
Castellaneta.
Yeah.
But just point being, like, all these people that we grew up with that did all this stuff, man, they're
Harry
all...
Harry Shearer is Skinner and...
Yes.
Yeah.
He's Burns.
Yeah. He was the drummer from Spinal Tap.
He was the... The drummer is the one that always kept dying. He was...
He was the bass player.
He was the bass player.
Yeah. That's right.
He's the big hairy... The hairy guy.
Think about it. He was probably in his early 40s when they started Simpsons.
He might have been, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Simpsons, definitely.
Oh, yeah. Well, they're all up there. I mean, think how old Castellana is.
Again, that's my point is all these people that did all the stuff that we grew up with, now they're all, like... They're all very old.
Well, Clint Eastwood's getting ready to turn 90, I think, or something.
Yeah, he's got to be ancient.
It's like, gee, he was just on Ellen the other day, and I'm like, holy crap, man.
Some people age well, and some people age like garbage.
Like, shit, the man's still directing films.
I know.
Like, how crazy is that?
To be fair, though, I mean, he does occasionally talk to chairs, but, you get up there.
Stranger things have happened.
True.
Yeah, Carol Spinney was pretty sad. But I'd known that he'd been sick for a while. That's why he retired last year, finally.
Yeah.
Because he just, this disease he had just was keeping him, he couldn't be mobile anymore. So he couldn't do Big Bird. And of course, they'd been training his, call it his replacement, but the person who filled in for him, they'd been training together for like 6 years.
Yeah.
Like, he's been learning how to do Big Bird. So when the time came, it wouldn't be that big of a, of a jump. Like, people were like, oh God, what's wrong with Big Bird? Like, his voice is a little different, but it's still Big Bird. So, yeah, that was pretty sad. But, I was very very sad on Sunday to see that. I was like, no! I'm like, well, he had a good life. Jim's waiting for him in heaven to welcome him with open arms.
Yeah.
So, it's been a weird week.
And he also did Oscar, who was a very...
He did Oscar the Grouch.
Very big inspiration for me, personally.
Yes, personally for you, yes. He is what Dave's based his whole life upon, except for living in a garbage can.
Yes.
Yeah.
And thanks to having a dog, it's pretty close to that anyway.
Aw. Hey, we had two dogs running around for a while.
I know.
Yeah.
Forgot to ask about that.
Oh, yeah.
I saw the post, so...
Yep. We had been fostering a little dog named Odie, a little Shih Tzu, who was found as a stray.
Yeah.
And we took him in and fostered him, got him better. He had some skin issues and had some teeth issues, got all that fixed. And then this last Saturday, he had a meet and greet, and they adopted him. So,
was that the lady from Missouri?
Yep. So she, that was our last day with him. And he's a sweet little boy. She sent me pictures. She sent me a couple messages.
Nice.
Yeah, we wanted to make sure, we told her we'll check in with you and see how everyone's settling in. And she said he's just become her little buddy. So it's sweet. He was a sweet little dog. And just sad we would have kept him had we not had all the cats. Well, that's the problem.
Well.
Yeah. So.
It's not like those cats, you just walked in the house one day and there were cats.
Like, where are the cats coming from? No. That's what I told Carrie. I was like, well, if you wouldn't keep rescuing cats, we would be able to have another dog. But it was too much for her. She was getting stressed, like really stressed out about it.
Well, yeah, I'm sure.
And just all the animals and, he kind of gave Bear a little bit of a cold and Bear's gotten over it now, but he was doing that. I don't know if anyone who has dogs has ever seen a dog do a reverse sneeze.
Yeah, Casey used to do that.
Yeah, where it sounds like they're choking, but they're not.
Yeah.
And it's super scary, but it's completely harmless. Odie was doing that really bad because he had a really bad, congestion, cold.
Well, it appears to me that Shih Tzus, because you had this issue with Dash,
they have
the tiny little snouts.
Yeah.
So they have all kinds of, breathing issues.
Except for Bear, who I don't really know if Bear is completely a
Lord
Shih Tzu.
Lord knows. Bear's been through so much as it is. It's
his
I ain't got time to breathe.
His snout is elongated more than most Shih Tzus. So he's done that a couple times since Odie's been gone, but he hadn't done it in a couple days.
Well, I don't mean
so.
Necessarily the reverse sneezing, because like I said, Casey did that. She's got a long nose, but I mean, just respiratory problems in general.
Yeah, Shih Tzu's had a lot of respiratory problems, sadly, because it's the way their breed is. But so he got adopted, and Carrie cried for about a day and a half, and now she's okay. She's sad, but she's okay. She's happy that we helped him.
Yeah.
So it was good. It was a good thing to do. Makes us feel like better human beings. I guess. And then
how much better do you need to be?
Oh yeah, well. Toy news has been a little light. Although we got some
right after the trailer, we got the Black Widow.
Yeah, so Black Widow, the Black
Marvel
Widow
Legends
trailer,
wave popped up.
The Black Widow trailer hit last week, which was interesting.
I think we talked about it.
We did talk about it, and then, of course
it looked good. It looks really good.
Yeah, and of course we get a Marvel Legends wave.
There's a shock.
And the wave will include a 6-inch Crimson Dynamo build-a-figure.
Which is interesting because it's a very realistic take on it looks. I'm not saying that it's a spoiler for the movie per se, but it looks like it's a spoiler for the movie.
Yeah, it really does, the way they've designed it.
It looks very cinematic rather than comic book.
Yeah. But we get a Black Widow, Scarlet's Black Widow from the film.
In her weird little speed suit.
We get Yelena Belova, the other Black Widow.
Yes.
From the film. We get David Harbour, Red Guardian.
Yeah.
Which I hope he's going to have interchangeable heads.
Yeah, that one looks off.
Yeah.
Ironically, because that's the one that I wanted to get. Well, obviously, he's a little fitter.
Yeah. Yeah.
And maybe they do a flashback, because he does look younger.
He does look younger.
Yeah, maybe that's a flashback version.
Yeah, it could be. Taskmaster for the film, which looks pretty cool.
Yeah.
And then a comic book Winter Soldier.
Yeah.
And a comic book Crossbones, which we've had Crossbones before, but this one looks a little better.
He looks like a different person, actually. Because the Crossbones we've gotten before was huge.
Yeah, the Winter Soldier is not bad looking.
Yeah.
And then we get a comic Spymaster.
Yeah.
Which I was like, who's that?
Yeah, one of these kids does not look like the other.
Yeah. Oh, Spymaster was a creation of his time, the 80s. Or the 70s, technically.
I don't know.
It's like red, and they're like blue and gold.
And yeah,
yeah,
it's very
terrible.
Very comic booky.
Yeah, it's like, oh, that's a comic book one.
That one is not a movie design.
No. And then the Dortmund Comic Con happened, which is Germany's big comic convention. Hasbro was over there. They showed off some new Transformers stuff. So they showed off a Transformers Studio Off-Road Bumblebee, which was the version of him as a Jeep from the not the Bumblebee movie, but the last Transformers movie.
That one I didn't watch.
Yeah. He was in a flashback in World War II as a Jeep.
Okay.
Yeah, I know. We get Roadbuster from the studio version of Roadbuster from the films.
I'm just going to assume that if you say studio version, it was from a film.
Yep. The studio version of Shatter from, I want to say...
A film?
Yeah, he was from Bumblebee.
Okay.
Yeah, he was one of the characters from Bumblebee. He was one of the triple changers. Right. So some new studio series Transformers for that, all based on the films. And then Hasbro and Marvel, Hasbro, Marvel, and Star Wars. So Star Wars had some releases. So Marvel showed off the Stepford Cuckoos,
yeah,
which is exclusive to Walgreens.
Yeah, but I don't know, for some reason I always thought they were all blonde and all looked alike. That was the whole point.
That was the whole gimmick, but they changed up the hairs a little bit.
Yeah, I don't know why they...
So, in order to have all three of them, you have to buy three of them, basically.
Yeah.
They showed off a new Retro Collection Storm in her
it's
black costume.
Yeah, it's basically the white... I believe it's the white outfit recolored black.
Yeah. So, just a redeco.
Yeah.
For Star Wars, they showed the Black Series 6-inch Clone Commander Bly. All right. The 6-inch Sith Jet Trooper.
Which, okay.
Very shiny. They showed off a Black Series Count Dooku Force FX lightsaber, which is kind of cool.
Yeah.
I always liked his lightsaber. It was very regal.
It had a curve.
Yeah, it had a curve.
Had a curve and a weird little spiky thing.
They showed us Rise of Skywalker Sith Trooper roleplay mask, which is kind of hokey looking.
Yeah, it didn't work very well. I don't know why you don't have just a smoky colored piece of plastic over the eyes.
Yeah, it's kind of silly. And then the Star Wars kids. Yeah. And then the Star Wars Galaxy Adventures 5-inch Darth Maul.
Ooh.
And the 5-inch Yoda.
Looks terrible.
Yeah, well. And then the 5-inch Boba Fett for the Galaxy of Adventures. And the Jet Trooper, the Sith Jet Trooper for Galaxy of Adventures.
Ooh.
Yeah, those are the cheesy little 5-inch kid line.
Yeah, yes.
Yeah.
The thing that makes baby Jesus weep.
Very much so. I don't like... I mean, Darth Maul's okay.
Maul looks okay.
Yoda's...
They deliberately make them a little cartoony looking.
Yeah, I know.
Because they're for kids, and kids like cartoons.
Yeah, yuck. Bobo's just kind of...
He looks like he should be on the Clone Wars, man.
Yeah, he does.
He's got that super animatronic...
Yes.
Super Marionette look.
Super Marionette look, yeah. Ugh, Clone Wars was a great cartoon.
It was very well written.
Terrible execution.
The look got better after the first season.
Did it?
Yeah.
Oh, I remember that first season going,
The early episodes are a little rough.
Visually. Lego is releasing a 2,500 plus piece Lego bookshop that's arriving in January.
Yeah.
And it's pretty damn ginormous.
It looks cool.
Both are, it's two buildings connected
together. Yeah, there's a bookshop and a house.
And a house. They're both three floors. They both have, the roof comes off and then the middle section comes off to reveal.
That's how they do it with those. It's very easy access to all the points in the building.
It's pretty cool looking though. It's damned immense.
It's cool. There's a couple of, the bookstore doesn't really have, there's a Lego book.
Right.
A piece that's a book.
Right.
They don't have a lot of those. It's designed with these other kind of the gold brick pieces. If you're a Lego guy, you know what I'm talking about. That they have stuck into the wall in different colors to represent the book spines.
Yeah, these little things.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. And they're literally gold in that picture.
They are literally gold in that picture.
So, but I mean... Yeah. It's a neat concept.
$179.
Those are very cool. I have no... If I were going to get a third one, I would probably get that one.
Oh, yeah.
But I don't have room. I already got the diner and the theater.
Yeah, the theater's huge.
And then it's interesting, the little tree outside has kind of golden leaves, like an autumn look to it.
Yeah.
Which is, it's different.
Kinda, it's kind of neat. It's very different. Yeah. But it's a really neat set, though, and that'll be out in January.
Most of those are really good, especially after a certain point, they got really good.
Yeah, oh yeah.
There were one or two early ones that were kind of
this beautiful looking set. So.
Yeah.
That'll be out for anyone in January who's looking to buy some Legos. Super 7, Mattel actually, since Mattel's doing the Origins line, showing off, they kind of snuck out a picture of Castle Grayskull decked out in holiday motif. And of course, it was their version of Castle Grayskull they released before they did the Super 7 licensing. But they showed off a Origins Orko, which Origins is their new 4-inch scale, or not 4, 5.5-inch scale.
Yeah.
Hyper-articulated. And they showed off an Orko. So
it's like a cross between classics and the vintage toys.
Yes, yeah. And this Orko is a very Filmation-esque looking Orko.
Well, it should be.
Yeah, so... Kind of cool that they kind of snuck that in, which he'll be released next year at some point. So,
okay.
Yeah, I thought that was interesting. I was like, oh, look at that. And I'm not going to collect that line, but it's kind of cool.
Yeah, me either.
Mega Constructs is getting ready to release this next year a series of aliens, alien eggs, which will include little Mega Bloks aliens packaged in Mattel slime.
Oh, okay.
I'll give you one guess who's super excited about that.
Yeah. Sure. Danny.
Mm-hmm. That's where I first saw it, because he threw it up on his Twitter, and he was just all in caps. He's like, aliens eggs with Mattel slime! And I'm like, yeah, that sounds about right. Looks like those will be out sometime next year, but there'll be several different aliens inside the eggs that you can find. Several different color schemes, which is kind of cool. It's nice to have Mattel slime back.
Yeah, honestly. Has it ever really left that long?
Not really. Not that I, you know... I'm trying to think when the last time... I guess 2016...
back then.
Would have been... Yeah, it would have been
the Ghostbusters stuff. We were all so young.
I know, right?
Young and beautiful then.
Would have been the... would have been the...
I mean, I don't go over to the kids' aisle, so I don't know... Or right. The little kids' aisle.
Right.
So I don't know what they got. I know poop is big. Mm-hmm. And I'm not even joking. Like, there's like...
Oh, no. Poop is big.
A large number of poop-related toys.
Yeah, poop is big.
Which, you know, I think... Someone somewhere is going to end up regretting that.
Yes. Godly, yes.
Although I suppose the American Psychiatry Organization is going to love it.
You think?
Oh, they're already planning their kids' college funds. Why does my child eat his own poop? Well, because you bought him this tasty little chocolate treat that looks like poop.
Yeah.
He smears it on the walls.
Yeah.
I'm just, my mom worked so hard to teach me not to play with my poop. It's, you know, as I expect most parents probably do.
Well, yeah, most do. There was a,
what are you doing?
Well, there was, I'm looking as we're talking
you're
about.
Yeah, it's like every time I look over at you, you're like madly typing away on the computer searching for something. What are you looking for?
There was a leak. Of a listing of toys for Ghostbusters Afterlife.
Okay.
And I was trying to find
that would have been that something leak.
I saw it like last week, and I should have.
Oh my god! And you're trying to find it on
Facebook?
It.
Yeah, I should have bookmarked it, and I didn't.
Dude, after 2 days, you got to let that stuff go. You will never find it.
Yeah, I know. That sucks too, because it was interesting. It looked like they were going to bring back fright features.
Yeah.
So it looked very interesting. Yeah, I wish I could find that now. I may have to dig around some while we're talking.
You want me to kill time babbling about something?
No, we'll continue on. I'll go back to looking for it in a little bit. Super 7 showed off some new figures, one of which being their 7-inch Conan the Barbarian Ultimate figures. And, of course, we knew these were coming, but now we get a little bit better look at Conan and Thulsa Doom and Rexor and Thogrim. So we get Conan with a very... Of course, they're using the Masters, the old classics bodies. Yeah.
Well, that's kind of cool. And that's ironic because... Masters was supposed to be a
Conan, yeah. So Conan, James Earl Jones's character looks pretty good. I can't think of his name now.
Tulsa Doom,
yeah. He looks neat. He comes with a lot of knives. And,
yeah, that may have to get bought, actually.
Yeah, it's kind of neat looking. And then,
That dude. And then that other dude.
Yeah, that other dude.
Them dudes what got killed in the end.
Them dudes that got killed in the end.
I don't like.
The yelling mouth is kind of
jank.
Yeah, it looks like the figures are going to be about $45
a piece. Where's Valeria?
No Valeria.
That's bullcrap. Yeah. What about Subutai?
Yeah.
What about Mako as the crazy old wizard dude? How come you're leaving out all the good characters?
Sorry, man.
Buttholes.
That's all they're doing. If they sell well, they might do more. But interesting though. Very. And then they also showed off. An ultimate 8-inch version of Andre the Giant that they're doing?
Yeah, see, that was weird because when Big Bad put the listings up, they included pictures of all those. So I'm like, when was Andre the Giant in a Conan movie?
Oh, yeah. I will say this, the face sculpts for Andre are terrible.
Oh, yeah, they look weird.
Oh, they're bad. It's a bad sculpt. The figure looks nice. He comes with both a He's going to come with both a cloth and a rubber vest that he can wear. So kind of a pleather vest and then a, you know, a fake plastic version of that. Three different heads, smiling, scowling, and then a short-haired version. A can of beer, and, of course, several sets of hands. So, I mean, the figure looks nice. It's just the head sculpt better change because that is not Andre the Giant. They kind of missed their mark on that, really. That I can tell.
Like, well, yeah, it, it, I mean, I'm not as big an expert, but...
Yeah, it just doesn't look good. Like, oh, well, crap. It's about all the toy stuff I got.
Wow.
I know, right? We talked about it before. We're so close to Christmas and...
Yeah, you hit that point where, like, anything that's going to come out is going to come out. It gets in the pipeline, and they're going to hold everything else until about February.
Yes.
For Toy Fair. Yeah. We always hit the slow period.
And it's very, very slow right now.
I mean, and, well, yeah, and the industry's dying, so...
Yeah, pretty much.
You know, there's even less stuff to leak out. Although, like, apparently, there is just a North Pole's worth of stuff on boats crossing the Pacific right now, if my feed from Indiegogo and Kickstarter is to be believed.
Really?
Super 7, which is neither, but Super 7's the not movie-based Masters figures. Whatever those are called. They're right. Based on the art or whatever.
Yeah.
Those are on the way.
Jesus.
Blake's book is supposed to be on the way.
Yeah, I know Blake's book is heading over. I saw that posting. It needs to get here now.
I think Boss Fight's horses are on the way. There were like one or two other... there's a couple of book-related campaigns that like just haven't shipped to me yet. Like, they've got them, and it's like, okay.
Right.
Like, I don't know why you're waiting to ship out the really expensive orders last. Oh, crap. That's going to encourage me to buy heavy again next time. But
because they know you, David.
No, I mean, they're just trying to, I don't know. Because it's harder to do or something. I don't know.
Well, I mean, it's...
It's more stuff to ship.
Right.
I think that was kind of the argument, was they want to get everything out as quickly as possible.
Yes.
But plumbing.
Well,
I'd like to get it before Christmas because there might be somebody's present in one of those shipments.
True.
Maybe.
True.
Theoretically.
Theoretically. Theoretically. It was an interesting week for trailers.
Yes. We by interesting, you mean kind of jam-packed? Sure.
Yeah, very jam-packed. We had... we had Wonder Woman 84.
Yes.
Which that hit on Sunday. Sunday?
Yeah. You hit on Sunday, and then Ghostbusters was Monday.
Ghostbusters was Monday. Yeah, it was... Wonder Woman 84 was interesting to watch. It was...
Okay.
Well, I mean, I knew what to expect, but going into it, I'm like, okay, well, like...
Did you?
Well...
You don't sound like it. Like you know me. I'm like, that commercial was just designed to get me into it. It was a... New Order, Blue Monday.
Right.
That beat just like takes you right back to the 80s.
Right.
They had the bad sort of 80s, I don't know what you call it, like not neon, but that kind of...
Oh, yeah.
That whole
yeah.
sort of thing, you get inside of a mall where people are breakdancing inside the mall.
Yes.
I mean, it's just like just glorious 80s horseshit.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And I was happy as a clam. We got Pedro Pascal, who's the Mandalorian.
Yes.
Like as a very Trumpian Maxwell Lord.
Which was interesting.
It's a take on the character. I think I'm on record on the show as being a huge fan of Justice League International.
Yes.
So I'm not a big fan of. Eventually, they took that character and really sort of twisted him and made him into a flat out villain. And clearly, that's the version they're using.
Right.
Because there's a very famous story arc where Wonder Woman kills him.
Yes.
So he's kind of even though he had nothing to do with Wonder Woman for years. And technically was a good guy for a very long time. Like, he's sort of become one of her iconic villains. So that's why they're using him. And we got to see Kristen Wiig as Barbara Minerva. Not yet Cheetah, but we got...
Oh, yeah, yeah, which is interesting.
Yeah, well, and it's I think you clearly get a sense of, like, initially she's kind of like the nervous, dweeby character.
Yes, and my guess is the match...
Maxwell
Lord is going to give her greatest desire.
Yeah, because it's implied in the trailer that Maxwell Lord can do that. He can give out people's greatest desires, including, it's in the trailer, people bringing back
Steve Trevor. Yeah.
Yeah.
Which that was fascinating.
Well, we all knew he was coming back because there are pictures of him everywhere.
Yes, there were. Like, we knew he was coming back. He was on set. that was one of, like, the first pictures they released was him,
yeah,
like, dressed in 80s clothes, like, you know, I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah, and I remember thinking, are they going to do it like they did the TV show, where they just, like, they just jump ahead in time, and Steve Trevor, everybody's there. You don't explain it.
Yeah.
It's, everybody like, lives in the 70s, too.
You're like, hey.
So, and then there were some, you know, there were some big action moments. There were some good lines. Apparently she goes to war with the White House, which is interesting.
Yes.
And then there's a 1-2 punch at the end, which was very interesting for me because it has my favorite moment and then least favorite moment. Because there's a moment where you see her in the skies using her lasso, literally riding the lightning.
Yeah, riding lightning.
She's lassoing the lightning and riding it. And that is... like just super badass.
Yeah, no, it was like, it was freaking so cool.
And then we see her in the Kingdom Come armor, and it's like,
and it's like, oh,
you know what? That doesn't work visually.
It looks
kind of dumb.
Yeah,
you look dumb.
The lightning riding part was
the
really
lightning
cool.
riding was amazing.
Yeah, that was amazing. But yeah, and then you're like, oh, there's the like,
oh, okay, that doesn't work visually.
Doesn't work at all. Well, crap.
Especially in motion.
Yeah, no, especially yeah. You're like, oh.
But yeah, it looks cool. Like I'm definitely psyched to see it. I like the first film.
Yes.
I, you know, you had me in the 80s, like just that beat, and I'm like, oh yeah. I'm in heaven.
Oh well,
cool. I'm in heaven. Now so that's definitely on my must see list. And then we had the Ghostbusters trailer, which apparently is controversial, but I liked.
You know,
I really liked it. And I we had this conversation before. I'm letting you desperately try to find your little.
I know. Well, I'm.
I said this is going to sound really stupid, like a very stupid thing to say, and I know I'm going to get pushback on it, but I'm going to also quantify it immediately after I say these words. So just put the pitchforks down. Ghostbusters is almost kind of not a quote comedy end quote.
No, it's not.
It is a action adventure movie. With written by comedians and with three very funny people, it is an extremely funny movie. It is one of the funniest movies. I mean, if I had to list my favorite comedy, it would probably be my favorite comedy. But the movie itself, with one exception, which I'll get to in a minute,
yes,
is played almost straight, like all the way through. Like it is, all the characters are very sort of grounded in their own way. They're funny. They're sarcastic. They're witty. But you know. Like they're all fairly believable. Even in the first film, even Egon is believable. He gets a little cartoony. They all get a little cartoonier in the second film,
right?
But like, it's all played very straight. It's exterminators who exterminate ghosts.
Yes.
And it's a very sort of grounded that the Ghostbusters elevate by being, you know, like they have the kind of funny movie reaction to this crazy stuff that makes it a great movie. I don't know.
Well, and it's
I'm tripping over myself, but
no, we've always said.
And then to bring that back, the trailer itself for the new film almost doesn't look like a Ghostbusters movie. Like until you get to the end, and right. It's just very intriguing. Kind of this family has to move out into the middle of nowhere.
Yes,
these strange things are happening. They're very clearly Egon's family.
Oh yeah.
There's just too many visual hints. There's
yes,
and they're piecing together, you know, and it's his daughter's, you know, a strange relationship with her father and these grandkids that never knew their grandfather, and you know, all the events of Ghostbusters happened and they've kind of been largely forgotten.
Yes.
And you know, Paul Rudd is this very sort of likable fanboy of the Ghostbusters who teaches now in this little small town.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden something starts to happen. I was really hooked. I loved just like, you know, you to me, it looks like it's going to be a very interesting film, I'm tripping over myself again. Like, I don't know, quote real end quote film. Like it's a film that has a story to tell.
Yes, it does.
And as opposed to not to beat the horse, but you know, as opposed to the power of Patty compels you.
Yeah, see,
like wacky cartoony characters.
Yeah, that's. That was the problem with
and barfing.
That was the main problem with the 2016 movie was that instead of playing the comedy, instead of
fanboys are gassing us.
Yes, I know, right? Instead of playing the comedy straight,
Instead of the movie being straight and the characters being funny.
Yes.
Everything was a cartoon.
Everything was a cartoon.
Every character in that film was a cartoon.
And it didn't work.
And then Chris Hemsworth was a super mega cuckoo cartoon.
Yes, yes.
Boy, like he was a hyper cartoon. But yes. I mean, it's like you had... Oh, God, what's her name? She was one of the two main characters. She was not Kristen Wiig. She's in everything. Melissa McCarthy.
Oh, Melissa McCarthy.
Sorry, brain fart. Yeah. Like, her whole character arc revolved around food.
Yes.
Hey, the fat girl, like, wants her wontons.
Yeah.
That's her character arc. Like, wow. And this film is like, hey, like, this is the great champion on the gender wars thing. Fat girls like food.
Yeah, it's like, come on, man.
Queef jokes. Like, really?
Come on, man.
Like, the only good character... Well, she was... Holtz, whatever her name was.
Yeah.
She was funny, but again, like, everyone was a cartoon. And then Leslie Jones was good, I thought.
Leslie Jones was good.
Because she was the most grounded character in the movie. She was a character that, like, acted like you would act if you were in that situation. Like, she was, except for that, the Power of Patty thing, which they used in all the trailers.
Yeah, and it was dumb.
That was dumb, but, like, as a general rule, she was the most grounded character. But, like, the rest of it, and then Kristen Wiig was, like, she was Walter Peck. Like, we you know, it's like a Batman thing. You either die a hero, or you live long enough to be the Walter Peck.
To become Walter Peck.
And then murder Bill Murray's character.
Yes.
And it's like, I know, I'm beating a dead horse. I feel like Ghostbusters Afterlife is a movie where there's a story they want to tell, and it's set in the Ghostbusters universe. And I think that's why, again, I actually think I have mixed feelings about it. I think the very, very ending, there should have been a stinger with Dan Aykroyd.
I agree.
And I assume that will probably be the next trailer.
Yes.
They're going to have to put a Ghostbuster in one of these things sooner or later before the movie comes out. But I do. I feel like this is a story that somebody wanted to tell, as opposed to cashing in on the Ghostbusters name.
Yes.
So
It seems like it's a really decent idea for a story. I mean, a lot of people are like, the fanboys are having such a problem with the time. That was one of the main things I've seen, is people bitching, oh, it didn't make sense. Like, 30 years, Egon couldn't have had a daughter that's old enough to, or you know.
Well, okay. Like, I mean, my best friend from college, his kid just went to college.
Right.
Like, she's in her freshman year. And that would have been, my freshman year was 40 years ago. So, you know.
Right.
And those kids are, you know, like teenagers. They're younger teenagers.
Yeah.
What I'm saying is, it could be done. And also, 30 years ago is 1989.
Right.
So, for those of you trying to do the math, it would have worked out for Ghostbusters 2.
Yeah.
Like, although, we talked about this, it almost feels like it's going to be one of those sequels that ignores everything but the first film.
Well, but that's not true.
We don't know
because they said there hasn't been a ghost sighting in 30 years, and again, that's 89.
It just squeaks in under the thing.
Right.
Although you do have, like, you know, the Ecto-1 as opposed to the Ecto-1A. Like, we don't know. I suspect they're not going to reference Ghostbusters 2, but they're not going to explicitly... it's like Jurassic World, where Jurassic World never specifically said, you know, Lost World and the third film never happened.
Right, but
they just never mention it.
And that makes sense. I mean, let's face it, Ghostbusters 2 was not the
Ghostbusters
strongest
2
film.
Is underappreciated.
I agree.
Woefully underappreciated.
Baby, oh, is he steepy?
Woo! Oh, but that woo. Like Janosz Proha is just the most brilliant creation.
Oh, but that woo.
Where are you from? Upper West Side. I love him. He's so good in that movie.
It's a good movie.
Like, I realized at some point, every Ghostbusters quote that we used to throw around when we were, like, in college comes from the second movie.
The other thing I saw people having a problem with was the speech in the trailer, which was Bill Murray's speech
from
the first
movie. That is Bill Murray's speech
from
the first
literally
movie.
They have just been fired
from Columbia, and they're drinking on the...
Call it fate.
Yes.
Call it luck.
We were destined to be thrown out of this dump.
Yeah. I thought that was brilliant.
Yeah.
And I tell you what, every time I watch that trailer and you hear the siren from Ecto-1 at the end, I get goosebumps.
Dude, he is not... We watched the trailer again to check on this one little point. And when it was over, he, like, literally, like, the hairs on his arms were standing up.
Yeah, I think... We were talking about somebody that I know that has a hard time with films like this, like Star Wars. Like, we talk so highly about Last Jedi, and people just hate on that movie. And it was probably one of the strongest Star Wars sequels since Empire, because they did new things in that film. Yeah, people are going to be pissed
off. You're a little strong on that.
Well, I feel like they did. They tried new things.
Yeah. There are things about that film that I really love.
Yeah.
And I will defend. Part of it is because I watch so many of these movies.
Yeah.
That, like, when you surprise me, I'm going to give you points. I don't care.
I think,
like, if I don't see it coming from a mile away, you're going to get points with me. You know, shit I did not see coming from
a mile away. You see a lot of people that are just really butthurt. They're like, oh, I'm not going to see the new Star Wars. Screw them. I don't want to see it.
Okay, don't.
I'm like, good, no, don't. I don't care. I'm going to go see it because I like movies. And
well, you like everything.
Well, yeah.
You're the anti-Mikey. You're just happy to be anywhere. To be fair.
I like to be in a theater. It doesn't matter if the movie's good or bad.
I know.
Doesn't matter what they did with the sequels beforehand or not. Like,
I know.
I like the experience.
I know.
I'm curious to see how Star Wars ends, which we'll see next week.
I want to know how it ends. Like, and there are things about the new trilogy that I like. There are things about the new trilogy that I have a lot of issues with. But I'm like, this is the end.
Yes.
You know, they're going to do other movies. Sure. The Mandalorian is still going on. Sure. Yeah. But I think, in the minds of a lot of people, I don't know. I will speak only for myself. The Skywalker saga is Star Wars. And this is the last episode of that. Hamill's not coming back.
Right.
Apparently nobody's coming back, which is probably not a good sign. But
yeah.
Like, you know. So this is goodbye. That's that moment in the trailer. You know, you get your hair standing up from the thing. For me, it's when 3PO says, I'm taking one last look at my friends.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
And 3PO is probably my least favorite character from the original trilogy, of the main characters.
Right.
Like, but just the idea that we're saying goodbye, like, to these people, these characters that have been part of my life for almost all of my life, that carried me through some really dark times.
Yeah.
Like, that's pretty, like, I got really emotional at Force Awakens. Because it was like, hey, we're going, you know, we get one more shot of this.
Right, right.
Lucas kind of fumbled the ball, but we get one more shot of this. I'm going home. Like, I'm going back to someplace that meant a lot to me.
Yeah.
And this is the end. And then, of course, you know, the next week we'll go watch Mandalorian. But Mandalorian is its own thing. I think if there's one thing that Mandalorian did right that they should take into the future, is that it pretty much did its own thing and built off of what
was laid down. Yeah.
In fact, I'm sure we're going to talk about The Mandalorian in a little bit.
Yes, yeah.
But it is interesting that, like, this week's episode is probably most people's least favorite for the fact that it relied so much on, like, member berries, fan service, stuff that we're familiar with.
Yeah.
And, of course, like, oddly enough, usually that's the stuff I complain about in, like, the movies.
And you were super excited. It's
my favorite episode.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah.
They recreated the shot with the dewback and the sand trooper, but with the men, it's the exact shot.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, yeah, oh, yeah. There was a lot of fanboy happiness.
Fanboy, yeah. But, yeah, just, like, I'm excited to see Ghostbusters because it's been so long. You know, it's been 30 years since we've had a film. Like, yeah, we had 2016, but a Ghostbusters movie that connected back to the core four.
Yeah.
And this will be a grand continuation. I think they're going to do the movie justice.
I think it'll be interesting.
Because, like, I think Jason Reitman's, he knows from his father specifically to play this movie straight is how it has to be done. And so far, what I've seen in the trailer, it's all played
very straight. Yeah, it's played very straight. And I think, again, there's a story that he wants to tell, and I think it's a story that means something to him because he is, you know, Reitman's son.
Yeah.
And this story is about the, you know, legacies and about, you know, the children and about, and I think there's something that he wants to say with this movie.
Yeah.
Which I think is something more than you generally get, especially with big blockbuster kind of blah 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 franchise films. The 2016 didn't have anything it wanted to say except that men are stupid.
And for those of you that Dave brought this up, and then of course that's why we rewatched the trailer, is that in the trailer, as towards the end, as the little girl who is Egon's granddaughter,
we're
90% sure, is walking into, like, towards this mining,
and some bad voice actor is pretending to be Bill Murray.
Yeah, which is Bill Murray. The mining company is actually called Shandor Mining Company.
Yeah.
And for those of you who know your Ghostbusters lore, Shandor was a follower of Gozer. Was a worshipper of Gozer.
Probably explains why a Terra Dog is jumping on Ant-Man's car.
Of course, Shandor was the guy who built Dana Barrett's apartment building.
Spook Central.
Yes, sir. So, again, there's a lot of story there, and there's a lot of tying into things that I think is going to be very interesting. So, I found what I was looking for.
Yay!
A leaked possible Hasbro collectibles, because Hasbro has the license for Ghostbusters now.
Yes.
It's no longer Mattel, it's Hasbro. Yes, thank God, because Hasbro's done a... Mattel did
the line is 30 years old. Yeah. Cut Cerebus some slack.
But Hasbro has it. Of course, Hasbro owns Kenner.
Yeah, they have the real Ghostbusters stuff.
So the listings are on 4/26 of next year. Looks like we're going to get some Ghostbusters Mini Puff Surprise, Mini Plush, a basic...
No, we can't get plushes because Hasbro is completely incapable of making plush toys.
Basic Proton Blaster, Plasma Series Figures, Fright Feature Figures.
That's a classic real Ghostbuster toy line thing.
Gut Busters, a Proton Pack, a PKE Taser, an Ecto-1 playset, an Ecto-Blast Builder, and a Ghost Howler.
And a Ghost what?
Howler.
Howler.
And then August, we get something called Fright OG 1, 2, 3, and 4. Plasma OG 1, 2, 3, 4,
I bet those
and
are original,
5.
I bet those are original Ghostbusters.
Well, what's the Plasma 5th, though? That's my question.
Lewis Tully?
Maybe.
Slimer?
Plasma Ghost 6, which is probably Slimer. Ghostbusters Slime Lab Refills and a Ghostbusters Slime Lab playset.
Yeah.
So that's the leak list possibly for Hasbro that was found on Deep Discount. So it'll be interesting to see if that's come Toy Fair, if that's actually what we're getting, and if they're going to redo the old Fright Feature stuff, which is kind of cool.
What do you think?
Yeah.
Do you think, genius?
I like that idea very much. I like it. I like it very much. Very, very much. I watched Crisis up to where we're at.
Yeah.
And, of course, we won't get any more until January, so we got to wait a whole month before we get to see how Crisis on Infinite Earths from the CW finishes up. David and I kind of talked about it. David hadn't watched it, but I kind of filled him in on some of it. Mm-hmm. The first episode, the Supergirl episode, was, it was all right. It had some, had to set up some stuff, so it wasn't
Yeah, it, did,
wasn't
it had some
great.
Heavy lifting
yeah.
to do.
Although we did get Robert Wool as Alexander Knox in the
Opportunity
Earth,
Knox.
Earth 89, which shows up on Gotham City, and you get the classic
Danny Elfman.
It was kind of cool.
That made me stupid happy.
Yeah, we got Earth X, which was the villain, which we saw a couple crossovers ago. Earth where they met the Ray, and they went and fought the Nazi versions of themselves.
Okay.
We saw the Earth
66.
Well, we saw Ward. Earth 8. Okay. Was that the Titan Earth? Yeah. So the Titans, the DC Universe Titans.
Okay.
That show. We saw Earth 66, which was Burt Ward walking the Bat-Hound, which was kind of cute. But we've also seen, since then, we've seen...
you said Earth 666.
We've seen Earth 666, which was... reintroduced us, or for those of you who haven't seen the show, it's on Netflix now, is Lucifer. So Lucifer Morningstar, which him and John Constantine have a history in the comics. So we got to meet Lucifer in this. We got to see the Earth. We got to see the Smallville Earth.
Oh, yeah.
Which I don't remember what that Earth was. Earth 90-something, I think.
Probably the year that it premiered.
Yeah. We got to see the Birds of Prey Earth, that old TV show that was on Fox. Yeah, they've referenced like 11 different shows in this, which is kind of amazing when you think about it. Because I mean, it's kind of neat that they've done this, but it's kind of a way for them to pay homage to all of these series that came before Arrow. Like,
That's cool, and it's the kind of thing like if you're gonna do Crisis, like this is how you do Crisis.
Yes,
like that's They're always talking about doing Secret Wars for Marvel. Like, I don't think they would do Secret Wars like this, which is sad because Crisis is every universe.
Yeah.
So like actually doing every universe that they've done, not maybe every, but so many classic famous versions of the characters, it's really cool. Like there's some real love involved in this project.
Oh yeah, we got a perfect send off to John Wesley Shipp's Flash from the '80s,
which was not quite exactly how they did it in the comics, but similar.
Yeah, but similar.
Thematically similar.
Yeah. It's been very good, though. It's been pretty interesting.
Yeah. It sounds cool. Like, I probably will go back and watch it at some point.
Ended on a cliffhanger, which kind of sucked. But
that's
again,
how you... Yeah.
Gotta wait till January to see... The last two parts, I think, are Legends. The Legends episode, when they come back, and... I want to say The Flash, or maybe the last episode of Arrow is.
Arrow, because it's his last thing.
Yeah, so a lot of interesting stuff. We got introduced to the Spectre finally in this series.
Yeah,
which was kind of fascinating. So a lot of cool stuff, a lot of neat stuff has happened. People are kind of bitchy. You were asking me, people kind of bitchy because
it was like
Conroy's Bruce Wayne is not a good Bruce Wayne.
Well, what I saw was, we finally get to see a Batman and Batwoman kills him. I'm like, okay.
Well,
there's a story behind it.
Yeah, there's a story behind it. Like, those people obviously didn't watch the episodes.
Well,
so
there's a shock.
Yeah, I know. Oh, Batwoman's terrible.
I mean, to be fair, I'm saying, yeah, that's a shock. I'm getting my information from YouTube videos.
Yeah. Dave's seen YouTubes.
I've seen YouTube titles, basically.
Yeah, it's good though. It's been good. It's been it was worth watching. So I'm excited to see how it ends. So we got two more episodes. Oh no, it was Supergirl, Batwoman, Flash, and then yes, and then we'll have Legends and Arrow. And Arrow ended, I believe. So it's good. It's fascinating. But now we're gonna move on to talk of this last week's Mandalorian, this last Friday's, as we're only a couple days away from a new episode.
This week's Friday.
But
which is accurate, if stupid sounding.
Yes, yes. If you have not watched The Mandalorian yet, you might want to shut the show off now, because Dave and I are going to discuss it. So
yes,
you got 5 seconds. 5, 4, 3, 2, and go.
Baby Yoda dies.
No! Not Baby Yoda! No, Baby Yoda doesn't die. Although,
you can't prove that.
Like Dave said earlier, the episode was very fan servicey and well done.
I love, like, it's funny because, like, last week's episode left me cold and everybody seemed to really like it. This week's episode, I adored and everyone seems really cold towards it.
Yeah, it was.
It was very member berries. It was very fan servicey. It starts out with him in a duel with another bounty hunter's spaceship.
Yes.
And his ship gets damaged. And he has to land on a nearby planet, and it's Tatooine.
Yeah.
It's not just Tatooine; it's Mos freaking Eisley.
It's Mos Eisley, yeah.
And right then, I was like, "Ooh!" I was kind of like, "Ooh!" And I'm like, "No, no, show! You're not gonna get me to fanboy,
right?
I'm not gonna. You can't just name drop Mos Eisley and expect me pit droids.
Yeah,
pit droids.
Yeah, the pit droids.
And then I just went total fan.
Yeah.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
I'm just looking. I'm looking at the track on the thing.
The audio went haywire. Yeah,
like the pit droids made me literally scream.
The pit droids from episode one.
They're my favorite thing from the prequels.
Yep.
And I just was so happy to see them again. And then Amy Poehler?
No, it's not Amy Poehler. Amy Sedaris.
Sedaris from Strangers with Candy.
Yeah, yep.
Is the mechanic.
Is the mechanic, which was
This was like a very star-studded episode.
Yeah.
There was her, there was Ming-Na Wen.
Yeah, Ming-Na Wen.
From The Best Thing About Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Yes.
She was in it.
Yes, she was.
But yeah, he goes to the cantina.
Yes, he does.
And I don't know if it's the EV-99 or an 99 droid, but I think it's supposed to be the EV-99. Jabba's torture droid.
Yes.
Is manning the bar.
Yeah.
And then you actually, it's R5-D4. Like we have seen enough astromechs that we know they're all kind of unique looking.
Yeah.
R5-D4 is rolling around in there.
He comes across another bounty hunter who's trying to get into the guild. Who's
like
sitting at the table where Han shot Greedo.
No, he's not.
No, he's not. I thought he was.
No, no, he's off. Like if my geometry of the bar is correct, like he was to the left of the door and Han was to the right.
Oh, okay.
If I'm right, which, you know.
Yeah.
Visually, I always thought that they went off to the right, and he talks to Boshek, and then that doesn't work out, so then there's Chewbacca.
Right.
I don't know.
It was good. I liked that. I liked showing back up at the Mos Eisley Cantina, and, Mando looking for work, because he's got to pay for repairs.
He's got to pay for repairs, yeah.
Yeah.
Because what he has won't even cover fuel, which is another mention of fuel in Star Wars.
Yes. But they don't mention fuel very often.
They don't. That was a big stink about Solo, was that so much of that movie revolved, or Solo and Last Jedi.
Yeah.
Last Jedi first, because a lot of it revolved around fuel.
Yeah, it's like, well, where's the fuel? Like, these ships got
to
take something.
To be fair, like, if you watch Star Wars, they have these hoses that they have attached to the ships. And before they launch, they pull them off, and you're like, what do you think's in the... I always thought the ships took fuel. Yeah. Like, I always thought it was a Star Trek kind of thing, where, like, sublight used fuel, and then you have, like, a different thing for the hyperspace.
Right.
So, yeah, he runs into this kid, bounty hunter, who wants to get into the guild and has a really high-level contract for...
Ming-Na Wen, who was Jabba the Hutt's torturer.
No.
Or she was his assassin.
She was an assassin. I don't think she had anything to do with Jabba.
I thought they name-dropped him, saying that she was an assassin for the Hutts.
Yeah. But, yeah, and he's willing to let the Mando have all the credits. He just wants, like, the credit.
Right.
Which was similar to what happened in the first episode, because IG-11 was like, I just want the experience points or whatever. The guild points.
Yeah, the guild points. And then, of course, you know, they get on...
Swoops.
Which was cool.
This I was in heaven this whole episode. Yeah,
they get on Swoops.
The Carillion Swoops, because he's a Carillion.
Yeah, to go through the desert.
And then, like, probably one of my favorite moments ever happens, like, in possibly all of Star Wars. They see some Tusken Raiders on the distance.
And they're looking through
the macro binoculars. And, of course, you know, you're thinking that's going to be like Star Wars, where, like, I kept waiting for one to pop up right in front of him. And Mando's just, like, hanging up by the bike. Yeah. Like, so you don't want to get too close to one, huh? He's like, no. It's like, well, turn around.
Yeah, why don't you tell him yourself?
And he turns around, and there's two standing right there. And there is this great moment where the Mando uses, like,
sign language
to talk to the Tusken Raiders and, like, negotiate with them. That was really...
Yeah, he negotiates passage through their land, and he has to give them the binoculars, and that's great. That's such a great scene.
It was a cool scene.
Yeah, it was really neat.
Because it's completely... it's a subversion of expectations.
Yes.
As they said about Last Jedi, where, you know, instead of a fight, it's something smarter.
Yeah.
And then they finally find Ming-Na, and she's, like, got the high ground.
She beats the hell out of him for a while.
Well, she beats the hell out of Mando, because he's, like, taking the hits because he's got the Beskar.
Yeah.
And they
get her, they capture her, and then he's like, she's like, are you guys going to drag me or what?
Well, because one of the swoops gets damaged.
Yes.
So they've got to, like, figure out something else. And at one point, there was a dewback that was dragging around another bounty hunter.
Yeah.
And it got scared off. So there's a moment where they're trying to figure out who's going to go get the dewback. The kid doesn't want to do it because he thinks that Mando's going to betray him.
Yeah.
So Mando goes off after the dewback, and
Ming-Na Wen tells him,
she starts to work on him.
She works on him good, because when Mando comes back, the kid gets the upper hand and tries to kill him.
No, that's not how that works at all.
I thought that's how that happened.
No, he decides since Mando's going to be the higher bounty, he shoots her.
Oh, he shoots her, that's right.
Like, I don't know why, but I don't know why he doesn't take the body back with him, because you could cash in both bounties.
Yeah.
But he leaves her body, and he goes back to go get Baby Yoda.
Yeah, that's right.
And then Mando eventually shows up on the dewback and finds a dead body and realizes, I think pretty clearly figures out what's going on.
Right.
But there's a shot there that is a recreation of the famous image of the Sand Trooper on the dewback. That was the promotional image that was, if you were around in 77, 78, you saw that image so many times of, like, the dewback head and the Sand Trooper kind of high up on the, it's just, again, like, just such... I was in such a fanboy heaven. And then it ends with a kind of a shootout back at the ship. And Amy Sedaris has been taking care of, been falling in love with the cute little Baby Yoda.
Yep.
Like everybody else on Earth. And then the dude gets killed, and suddenly Mando has all his cash. I guess he took it from her? He took it from something. Got it from somewhere.
Yeah.
But he's got all his cash, so he pays her off and takes off into the space set.
Well, no, he goes back. Somebody, I think it's Mando, goes back to pick up the body of Ming-Na Wen.
That's the post-credit.
it was a post-credit.
Or either the post-credit or right at the very end, you see boots and a cape.
Yeah.
And a jingling sound.
Yeah.
Because somebody advances on that body.
Yeah.
And it's not Mando, because he's already taken off. And my theory is Boba Fett.
Oh.
Like, I really think the show's going to go there.
Really?
If it was, like, Carl Weathers, we would have just seen Carl Weathers.
Right.
You know, if it was somebody that we already...
You know, you'd be like Cad Bane or something like that?
Cad Bane would be dumb.
Yeah?
That would be Dave Filoni doing his own sort of masturbatory member berry thing. Like, because what's going to happen is Cad Bane shows up and, like... I'm surprised you know who Cad Bane is. I think most people would be like, Who's why is the guy from Thanos' crew suddenly?
He was Tex Hex looking Wild West space dude.
Yeah, I know he was from Clone Wars.
Yeah,
I know who he is.
I know who he is.
I'm surprised.
I remember the action figure for Cad
Bane.
There you go. Yeah.
But like, I think most people are gonna be like, isn't that the guy that captured Doctor Strange in Infinity War? Why is he in this show?
Why is he here?
But I think it's gonna be Boba Fett because I think they're gonna actually go there and have a Fett versus Mando fight at the end, like. Like, where else do you go with that? What else do you do? You got to go there.
Right,
and this show has gone there.
Oh,
like,
yes.
So I think that's... Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm crazy. Like, normally I am very sort of sober about this sort of fanboy nonsense. Like, normally I would say Cad Bane, but I really think, like, the excitement factor of bringing back Boba Fett and having him fight Mando is
too much.
I can't believe... After everything I've seen in this series, I can't believe Favreau would not go there.
Oh, I know. I agree.
So that's my guess. That's my theory. What is mine? And of course, like, I'm literally the only person on the internet. Wink. that's come up with this theory.
It's my theory.
Me and about 2 million other people.
Right.
Like if you pull it off, like if it's Cad Bane, you're gonna look like a genius. Because I think everyone agrees with me that it's gotta be Boba Fett.
It's gotta be Boba Fett.
It's either Boba Fett or someone we haven't. Like, if it's someone we haven't seen before, what's the point? If it's a character we have seen before, why hide their identity?
Right.
It's got to be a surprise reveal. Because otherwise you wouldn't just show the boots.
Right.
So it's, you know, and it's not Bosk because Bosk doesn't wear boots.
No.
Sadly.
But Bosk has got to show up at some point.
They said that, didn't they?
Yeah. Like,
they promised. Promises were made.
I know. Promises were made.
Like it's to the credit of this show that I'm not actually furious about that fact so far.
I know, right?
Like, I signed up for Disney Plus for Bosk.
And then the show turned out to be good.
Dave's the show turned out to be fantastic.
Dave's like, well, I'm here, so, you know, might as well just stick around.
Give some of these other shows a shot eventually.
Eventually.
Well, they're saying Disney Plus is gearing up for, like, after Mando ends. Like, it might be a couple rough weeks there.
Yeah. Well,
I signed up for the year, man. I'm all in.
I still say the imaginary story is really good.
Yeah, but you're a nerd about that kind of crap.
I am, but it's a fascinating thing to watch. I watched One Day at Disney.
Okay.
It was all right. It wasn't what I thought it was going to be. I was hoping it'd be more about the people working at the parks than, like, you know, we got what's her face from Good Morning America and.
Okay.
You know, the actress that plays Rafiki for the Broadway touring group, and it's just like on Lion King, and it's just like I wanted to see more of, like, you know,
what it's like to be a cast member, what it's like to.
Although we got to see some of the stuff at Marvel Studios and some of that stuff, but I don't know, the trailer made it look like it was much more about people in the park, and I was like, oh, that looks neat. Yeah,
I'm so sorry.
That's all right. But yeah, they're gearing up to drop some stuff because it's. You know, once Mando's done it in January?
Yeah, it's close. I mean, we're on episode, I think it's 8 episodes. We're on 5.
We're on 5, yeah.
And I know we're taking a break next week.
Yeah.
Because of the movie.
Yeah, we get a sneak peek at Last Jedi instead, I think. Or something.
Well, Rise is premiering that day.
All right.
So, I think they just don't want to compete with themselves.
Yeah. So, which Dave and I will be there.
We will.
Yes, we will.
Look, I have such mixed feelings about this movie. And as I told you before we started recording, like, it's not that I've been spoiled. It's that I've been so spoiled by, like...
Multiple things.
A dozen different story, like plot leaks and story ideas. None of them fit with each other.
Yeah.
None of them fit with the footage we've seen so far.
Right.
Like, it's almost like I got hit with so much stuff that I have no idea what this movie's going to be.
Yeah. I don't either. I'm curious. I'm excited to see it next week to see how it all comes to an end.
I hope it's satisfying.
Yeah, I hope so too. I hope so too. For your sake and for mine. God, I hope so.
If it poops the bed, it poops the bed. That's fine.
At this point, eh.
You know, I'm perfectly fine. I remember back in the day when I first got onto the web. I remember talking about some franchise that had started pooping the bed and I was tired of it. Might have even been Star Wars with some of the Expanded Universe stuff. And I was just like, I just ignore those books.
Right.
They don't count. And people are like, you can't do that. How arrogant are you? Lucasfilm approved those books and they happen whether you like it or not. And I'm like,
not anymore.
Yeah, but if I didn't read it,
Yeah.
How do I even know it? Like you can't force me to know something.
Like
if I don't even read the books, then effectively they didn't ever happen.
Yeah, exactly.
Like you're being crazy. You're being a crazy person. I can make the continuity for myself.
Yeah.
I can't make the official continuity, but for myself, I can make it whatever I want to be. And now, as we talked about with Ghostbusters, even though we don't know that that's what they're doing,
right?
But that's what they do. They do a lost world where they ignore this. Halloween's done it like what, 4 times?
Oh yeah, they just did
where
it.
They just ignore every sequel up to the aside from the first one.
Oh yeah,
like that's a thing that Hollywood does now. They just ignore everything but the original. So I'm fine if they poop the bed and the sequel trilogy is just garbage. I'm fine with just the original 4, 5, and 6.
Yeah,
like I'm fine with that.
That's all you need, really.
So if it's good, it's good. If it's crap,
yeah. We'll find out. We'll find out in a week.
In a week.
We'll...
Horses in space.
Yay, horses in space. Yay.
Yeah, okay. I will admit, I'm a smidgen nervous about that one. Because it's hey, we had horses in the last one, and everybody liked that.
Yeah, nobody...
That's the part that I don't defend on that.
Yeah, no, nobody...
Like I'll defend Last Jedi on a lot of fronts, but the horses...
Yeah, the horses, no.
Space horses, no.
Yeah, not so much.
No,
not so much.
That whole sequence was bad.
Yeah, it's pretty terrible. Well, gang, we'll be back next week with some more talkie talkies.
Okay.
And then you'll be listening to the wonderful sound of Dave and I's voice as Dave and I head to Rise of Skywalker.
I think we'll be recording either. I don't know when you're going to want to do it next week, but it will be before the movie.
Oh yeah, it'll be before the movie.
So.
Oh yeah. We have tickets for Friday night at 7:00. So. Yes. It's I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah.
I'm really excited for it. So more excited than most people, I think.
I think so.
Just because I want to see how it ends.
I do too.
And again, I'm like you. If it shits the bed, I would see it. That's all that matters.
Yeah.
Like hopefully it
I'm sure I'll do the fanboy thing of like picking up the good stuff.
Yeah.
Hey, the Emperor is back.
Yeah, the Emperor, yeah.
Hey, I like the Emperor.
I do too. I like what's his name?
Ian McDiarmid.
Yeah, Ian McDiarmid, yeah. I like that he came back for this.
He just has so much fun being evil.
Yes, he does. My God.
Like that's generally I like a complex bad guy. I like a villain that has like a story and a reason and a purpose for, you know, like
that mofo is complex.
No, he's not. That's what I love. Like him and the Joker both are just evil because they love it. And they're the exceptions to the rule. And he just has so much fun being evil and shooting lightning and being a bad guy.
It's true.
Like there's no complexity to him. He's just evil. But he likes being evil. It's fun.
It's true.
That's why I love him.
Yes. Yes. Do it.
Do it.
Do it.
Go see the movie. Do it.
Do it.
Give Disney all your money.
Yes, it's not like they're not
already. Buy the Baby Yoda. You know, they beat
their own yearly box office record already.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Are you telling me the year in which the conclusion to 10 years of Marvel movies came out beat their box office? Plus the sequel to their most popular animated movie of all time?
Yes.
Plus any other crap that they pooped out, like Aladdin and Lion King, that were successful? Oh, and we're going to get like the last Star Wars?
Yes. Yes, Jade. We are. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, they're doing pretty well.
Yes, they are.
Gonna pay off all that money they pissed away on Disney Plus pretty quick.
Boy, are they. Oh, crap. Guys, we'll be back next week with all new shows, so make sure you tune in then. And until next time, David?
You don't have to go home, but you can't stay here.
Do it. The Toy Bar Peeps is closed. Peace out.